Beep 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 beepity beep beep. We interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast to bring you this breaking news. Today Blizzard announced a new Hearthstone in-game currency. Blizzard did not have the foresight to inform Squelch prior to the recording of this episode, so we don't talk about it in this week's pod. A rabbit hole worth exploring? Now that I think about it, that's probably the fifth good. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Dano.
I'm Matt at Arms.
And I'm Stormrage, and we're here to remind everyone that Hearthstone is a game and that games are supposed to be fun. How, wouldn't you believe it? Games are supposed to be fun, y'all. Did you guys know this?
I go so far, I think that many games, and Hearthstone being one of those games, actually is fun. I don't think it's beyond supposed to be.
Whoa.
I think Hearthstone is fun. I'm planting my flag firmly on the moon that is Hearthstone is fun.
We are starting off with some hot takes, spicy stuff.
Yeah.
You enjoy the game that you have a podcast about and you've done 134 episodes on?
142 episodes?
42, yes.
Right there on the screen. I looked it up, 142. Yeah, I know. I enjoy the game.
Wow.
I think it's fun. I'm having fun playing it. And here we are recording a podcast about that fun. Matt,
Dan,
think it's fun?
I'm going to stand right with you. Next to you on that flag, I will defend the other side of that hill that we're dying on.
We're on the moon. We're on the moon, actually.
On the moon hill that we're dying on.
Planting the moon flag on the moon, I was...
There's so many moon hills.
And they especially hate Hearthstone, and they hate fun. Mm-hmm. That they're attacking us, planting our fun... Hearthstone is fun flag on the moon. Yes.
Feel like this analogy was really bad, but Hearthstone is fun. I think that was my fault as well, because it's not a moon thing, but for some reason my head was went to Neil Armstrong when I know it's very much not that. But I was so this is my fault. Hearthstone's fun. That's what we're here for. And you know what, Daniel? Yeah, what's up? You look like you want to say something.
I'm trying to follow the logic. It's going to take me a bit. You can go ahead and move on.
I just want to prepare you, by the way. This has been my mindset all day. And I wrote some lore today, so I want you mentally prepare yourself.
Oh, okay.
Just get in the space.
You do for the patron. You do the patron. Thank you. I will get into a space where I can handle your lore.
Patrons, this is for you. Time is never time at all. You can never ever leave without leaving a piece of youth. This is hard. And our lives are forever changed. You will never be the same. The more you change, the less you feel. Believe. Believe in me. Believe. Believe. That was the hardest not song I've done yet.
I know.
I wouldn't thunk it. That Smashing Pumpkins would be like my kryptonite when it comes to not singing a song.
That was such a good song, though. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That album, by the way, that album was my youth.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes, right? Like,
yeah, that and 1-800 Collect commercials.
Which I had forgotten existed.
Daniel, do you know what 1-800 Collect is?
Nope.
Okay, good.
So, do you know what a collect call is?
I am familiar with the concept.
So if you were at a payphone and you didn't have any money, what you could do is you could dial zero, and then that would connect you to an operator. And then you could say, then you would be like, I'd like to call collect to such and such a number. And then they would call and say, do you accept a phone call from StormRage 23? And they could say yes. Or if you're a commercial, you could dial collect and say, do you accept a phone call from Atta Baby It's a Boy? And they would say no.
Bob,
and then they'd
baby,
hang up and say, oh, Bob Atta Baby, it's a boy.
So you wouldn't get charged the collect call charges. Yes.
What was that commercial for? What was the On Baby It's a Boy commercial?
I want to say like MCI or something stupid. Whatever long distance telephone company was, I don't know. Where they had lower collect call rates than other.
But 1-800 collect was a different way to call collect, and Mr. T was the spokesperson. And the thing was, instead of dialing zero, you dial 1-800-COLLECT, and the tagline was specifically, it'll save you a buck or two. So there you go. That was 1-800-COLLECT.
Why a buck or two?
I don't know. Collect calls I think expensive. It was factual. I think it would save you a buck or two.
See,
I've never been able to relate to an understanding of something less in my life. I am just utterly confused at all of this.
See,
just wait till we get to lore.
The couple of days I spent in prison in college.
Wait, no, what? You know what? I don't want to. Just keep on going. Just
call collect because I had no money, so I called collect. That's all I could do.
We're not stopping. We're on this train and we are going.
Are we not stopping?
You know what? You know what? You know how we're not stopping? Because it's time for Food with Old Men.
Funnel cakes! Get your funnel cakes here!
I just got to say one thing. I have very little food talk with old men. But if you are not following the Roll for Sandwich guy on TikTok, where he rolls for his sandwich every day, he just has like a D20, and then he rolls it, and then he just makes a sandwich out of whatever he rolls. You should be following that guy because it's pure gold. That's all I've got for food talk with old men.
That would require like 20 different deli meats and 20 different cheeses.
So he has a bunch of random stuff. So he has like a 6-sided die for like the protein. He has 2 6-sided die for vegetables. He has a 20-sided die for sauce. And so then he has like all worked out. So today he had a peanut butter, cucumber, pickle seasoning something sandwich.
No.
Which I guess was better than
so
Fridays,
badly,
which
no.
was. Which was Fridays was on an Eggo waffle and it had like fake chicken, like vegetarian chicken, and that looked like it was an affront to God and man. It was not good.
My least favorite like style of thing is like person eats bad food. I hate it so much. I hated it in Fear Factor. I hate it when I have a good buddy of mine that on his stream he eats bad jelly beans. And I hate it so much. Why would you put yourself through pain when you could instead have not that? You could instead do good food.
I'm not going to lie. It looks like so much fun, though. Not necessarily having kind of the weird stuff, but like just like having like it's kind of a fun way to do the breakfast. Like not the breakfast, sorry, the lunch sandwich. I'm not going to lie. I am kind of jealous.
Well,
I'm
not opposed to the principle of the thing. I don't like how it was executed. Peanut butter and pickles is not a combination.
Well, I don't know where the peanut butter came pickle in. Seasoning. It was cucumber with pickle seasoning and a hot mustard, actually. Not a $20 hot mustard, though.
See, the worst part about being an adult, and I've discovered this as I have grown up to be a man of a certain age, is picking what you want to eat. When you're a child, it's all handed to you. You eat it or not, or, you know, whatever.
Or if adult, you're me, you get handed it at the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah, exactly. But as an adult, you have to actually make food for you and your significant other and or your child, if they exist. And that's probably the worst part of my day is like sitting down. What do I want to make? I don't know. Just something. Well, that helps me a lot. The best person making meals.
I plan my meals for the entire week.
Same.
On Saturday and or Sunday, whenever I do the grocery shopping, because otherwise it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
and I see Storm Rage looking around as if he hasn't planned a meal in months.
I don't know if I've ever planned a meal.
I've got our meals for the entire week in the fridge. So tonight we had tacos. It was Taco to Monday. And tomorrow we're going to do a pork loin. And Wednesday we are probably going to do leftovers. And then Thursday, what do I have on Thursday? Oh, we have turkey burgers on Thursday. And then Friday we're going to do Culver's. We're going to go eat at Culver's. We're going to go pick up Culver's and then come home and watch Scooby-Doo. So we're going to have a Scooby-Doo Culver's picnic in front of the TV. So
that sounds delicious.
That is the week of meals.
I might have cheesecake tonight. That's left over from a friend's party. And that's the extent of my knowledge. I've been out of food for a week. And I need to go grocery shopping. Because I have snacks for days. But I have nothing that would constitute a meal anywhere in my house.
I mean, cheesecake for dinner is kind of a win, though. I mean, it's got cheese in it, so it's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a dairy product. I mean, yeah.
It's like that old, old comedian skit that I'll not name at this point, you know. Chocolate cake for breakfast. It's milk, it's eggs, it's flour. It's good.
Oh, I sound familiar, but I don't remember what it is. Let's have some coffee with DeckTek, though.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Hello, old friend. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
I want to start with Stormrage today. What did you do at Hearthstone? Looks like you did Slay the Spire.
I did Slay the Spire. I got back into it because I was like, this game is so flipping fun. Absolutely. And I've got to Ascension 10 on every character except for the Watcher, which is now at Ascension 9. And I think I've got a good enough start that I think I can clear to Ascension 10 this time. And I don't know if I'll ever get to Ascension 20 on all of them. Maybe. I can hope. And it's really fun. And then I also started Borderlands 2 again. I don't know if I ever actually beat Borderlands 2 or not, but I'm back at it again and playing with a friend of mine, and it's very good. I don't love – this is such a small thing. The aim mechanics really bug me because at the beginning, aiming's so bad that you can't hit anything unless you just don't really go for an aim and everything feels like a shotgun. It's been awkward the first couple of times, but now that I'm like 3 hours in, I have games that can actually aim again, and I'm very excited about that. I played some Hearthstone. I played a lot of Hearthstone, and I was playing my dude pure paladin list that I've been having a lot of fun with, and I won 7 games in a row with it. I got up to rank 3, diamond 3, and I was like, yeah, this deck is real. This deck is good. And then I lost 7 straight just as fast.
Algorithm gotcha.
But I will say, like, through those 14 games, every single game felt really close. Every game felt good. Every game felt like I was competitive. And I think the only games that I lost, I had my opponent down to like 5 or less health every single time, which on one hand is a little frustrating because I think if I had played a little differently, I would have been able to get there. But on the other hand, it means that games are really close and power level of decks is really, really close. And so I'm really, really for it. Of the 7 games that I lost, I think only one was a blowout, and it was when Big Spell Mage changed the cost of my coin to 9 and swapped it for an Rune of the Archmage that just blew me away. And I was like, well, sometimes that happens. But overall, it's been very fun. I didn't lose to Denathrius once, which I thought was very interesting. Like, I keep expecting that card to be more and more played, but it just hasn't been. I lost to an Enrage Warrior. I lost to a Relic Demon Hunter. I lost to a Big Spell Mage. I lost to an Aggro Druid. I lost to a Big Druid. I lost to Imp Warlock. I lost to a bunch of different decks. And yeah, I lose to everything. Welcome to the club. But the fact that every game that I lost was in a very different way felt very satisfying to me. So I think overall, I'm really enjoying the game. I'm going to get there with my Paladin deck one of these days. But if I don't, I'll enjoy the journey along the way.
That's the spirit.
Matt, how about yourself?
So as for other games, I didn't play any. I just played Hearthstone. Because I'll tell you what, Hearthstone is a lot of fun. Did we talk about how fun Hearthstone is right now?
I'm on Twitter, and I know that it's not fun because Twitter told me so.
Well, the best thing about it, my Twitter, you know, that's something we'll talk about later.
It is a good.
So I played just about everything, like literally everything, except for Demon Hunter. I couldn't find a Demon Hunter click with me. Lots of Hearthstone this weekend. Missed Grandmasters this weekend because I was kind of busy with stuff, and also I was playing a bunch of Hearthstone, and so I missed that drama, thankfully.
It wasn't really drama. It was funny.
It was funny.
Like, I don't get why people made it drama, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I will talk about it later in the goods.
Yeah. So I gained about 4,000 Legend ranks in Legend. So I'm probably close to 5 digits now. And but I'm having the most fun. I'm playing literally everything. I'm tweeting pictures of my deck list with like saying the meta is the best meta in a while because it is. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. This meta is so much fun.
And it's your fault.
It's your fault.
If you feel bad, it's your fault.
And like, you know, I got into the conversation on Twitter today. Like, you know, if this meta is a crime, if it's a crime to like this meta, well, I'm Al Capone. Put me in jail again.
And if it's a crime, if it's cool to pee your pants, then I'm Miles Davis.
Exactly. Because this meta is great. I'm having so much fun. Dan, how about you?
Yeah, I played some Hearthstone, played some Shaman, and it's not as good, which made my heart sad. I understand why it's not as good. My brain understands that the Snowfall Guardian was an unfun card to play against, and as someone who despised playing against OG Quest Rogue, I understand that sometimes something, just because something isn't crazy good, doesn't mean it doesn't need to be changed for the goodness of the game. But also, I love that card, and so my heart is sad, even though my head understands. But it is what it is. I'm not mad at the game. I think I'm like 2 stars, shiniest silver 2. So I'm treading water and climbing slowly. I'm basically just bouncing around, but like I might get there if I play enough games here before the end of the month. Maybe not. We'll see. Yeah, so I've been enjoying Shaman. It's not as good as it was. It's not like Kaiju Battles where it's like giant like minions going at each other like it was last week, which was super fun, by the way. But it's still fun. I'm still enjoying it. Played some Spooky Mage. That was good. Played some Imp Warlock. That was fine. Played some Midrange Hunter, which wasn't as good as I hoping it would be, because I play like all like the greedy hunter cards too, and all the face cards, and so like it just really didn't. I think the list I'm playing is also pretty old, like as far as like old as in like it's an early meta list, so I probably should update it, but I also like it, so I don't know. It didn't do great for me, but it wasn't like it was bad. I'm still at shiniest silver too, so yeah, I've been enjoying Hearthstone. Played a bit, didn't play a bunch. Was on vacation last week from work, like on a staycation, as the kids call it. And it was great. We basically were tourists in our own city, so went to like the Mall of America, did all the touristy Mall of America things. Did the Mall of America aquarium.
Did we talk about this last week?
We did, because we talked about Dippin' Dots. Wait, last week.
Yeah, we spent a long time talking about your trip to the Mall of America.
Wait, what? Did we?
We did.
Yeah,
Dano. Oh, we recorded super late last week, didn't
we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyways, never mind.
I was like, what if deja vu?
Okay.
I swear, we just went on a staycation to the Mall of America.
Well, we did record just a few days ago. So to be fair, that is what happened. We went to the carousel and the Como Zoo, which is like a small local zoo. And then they have a carousel that we go to every year for our anniversary, and did that as well. So that was fun. I played a little bit of Borderlands 2, not a bunch. I didn't play much video games at all, really. Watched a couple movies. Watched Lucky on Apple TV Plus, whatever that's called. That movie is 2 hours long. It could have been 5 minutes long, and there wasn't enough plot for it. That movie was bad.
Who's in like, that? Because it sounds familiar.
I don't know. Lucky's in it. Lucky, our friend Lucky.
Our friend Lucky in the Discord? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's about a young woman who doesn't have any luck, and she befriends a lucky cat.
Oh, I saw a poster for that.
And then shenanigans. It's not good. It's bad.
Is it a Pixar movie?
It was kind of cute. No, it's not. It's not a Pixar movie. Speaking of Pixar movies, watched Lightyear, though, and that movie was good. That movie was super fun. That is a really, really good movie. And I definitely, if you're looking for something fun to watch and you're on Disney Plus, go ahead and watch Lightyear. You won't be disappointed. It's not 2 hours long, and there's an actual plot. So, like, Lucky was, remember like when you used to go to movie theaters? Okay, Daniel, these are these things called movie theaters. And before before the pandemic, before, I'm sure you don't remember this because you're too young, but
I'm an AMC Stubbs Plus member. I see tons of movies.
We used to go out to movies instead of just watching them at home.
And then anyway, you have to call your parents to get a ride home.
Pixar used to do the shorts before the movies. You know, they do a short before their movie. There is more plot in those Pixar shorts than there was in all of Lucky. But it was 2 hours long. I was like, this did not have to be 2 hours long. This could have been an hour 15. But both were fine and fun. It was a nice little day. And then the new Diablo 3 season starts soon. 4 days from today. Probably going to play. Play Roland's Crusader again. It's tier 3. I'm tier 3. So it all kind of makes sense. I'm kind of interested in it. Maybe. We'll see. Borderlands 2 is kind of taken up that loot shooter kind of feel. It's a loot shooter versus like a loot ARPG, but it's kind of filling that hole in my gaming life right now. So we'll see. But yeah, Hearthstone's been fun. Great. I'm sad about Shaman, but Shaman's still playable and fun and good. So, you know, fine. It is what it is.
Taste my grilled cheese.
It's an oops all good episode. Oops. What's our first good?
The first is the most important one that everybody will care about, which is that Cora joined the Squelch Discord.
Finally,
everybody knew that it was going to happen eventually, right? We're that podcast out here. And definitely, definitely not there just to watch and make sure that her dad doesn't say anything stupid in the Discord.
Well, it's 100% that. It's 100% that. Versus like, oh, I need to check in on you, don't I? But hey, no, we could definitely call that a win, and it's definitely because we're just that big of a deal. That's what it is. 100%. We're just a big deal. We're recording live episodes now.
I know,
as I point to my second monitor.
To almost like, double digit people.
Yeah, I mean, for a second there, we were one away from double digit people.
And somebody started actually listening to the show and left.
We're the biggest deal someone did. They were like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed, listen to it, and they release it. This is better in my car. I know. It is.
Second first good, because it's actually four goods. It's so many goods.
Yeah, so our second good.
Oh, Dano had a very productive day today.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
It was yesterday. I had a productive day.
Yesterday, yes. Do you want to talk about your very productive day? It feels like a Dr. Seuss thing. Dano's very productive day.
I mean, so there are a couple things. First, I got my I did the whole stream layout thing yesterday on Sunday, which, not gonna lie, I'm super impressed by. The frame I stole from Enthralamon, bless his heart for letting us use it. He is an awesome person, and he's like all the art on screen except for the type is his actually. So thank you, Enthralamon. And then I did all new notifications for my stream because I'm hopefully going to start streaming again regularly. I really, really want to. I've wanted to for a while. I just got to like find the motivation really, but like the time in my life to do it. And then also, this is the big one, by the way. On Thursday, midnight Central Standard Time, look to your podcast feed because somebody finally got around to editing the Cat's commentary track, and that guy was me, and that is prepped and ready to go. So it's coming out on the Squelch feed, 12 p.m. Central on Thursday. The Blizzlet feed as well, or what are you doing for Blizzlet?
It's live on the Blizzlet Patreon already. So if you're a patron, then you'll get an early taste of it.
Ooh, So it is, that happened, and I listened to a little bit of it again, and we made me laugh again. So, so if you haven't watched Cats yet, or if you have watched Cats and you want to watch Cats again,
I think that watching Cats with the commentary for the first time is a very good idea. In case people are like, well, I've never seen Cats. Will I miss out on it? It was also Dano's first time seeing Cats. So we walked through that first watcher experience.
I might have to watch it this weekend.
Pure joy, by the way. It was pure joy. We watched the Amazon version. I'm not sure if that matters. But
it shouldn't, but it might.
So that's the one we watched. So like we just rented the Amazon version, or I rented it. Stormrage.
I already have it purchased, baby. Best $20 I've ever spent.
I'm sure about that.
Full price for that bad boy.
I have watched that movie more times than any other movie that I have purchased through Amazon. Absolutely was the right call.
How many movies have you bought through Amazon? So,
five or six.
Oh, okay.
Only? Oh, I own a lot more than that through Amazon.
Let me check now.
Pretty sure when Dean was three, he bought planes more than five times on Amazon. Right. So
that is adorable and very funny.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking through it again the other day to find we have a Paw Patrol season that I got for him one day when he was sick, and we're looking for it. And I went through all the planes like iterations again, and I was like, oh man, this is
okay. My purchased video history in Amazon is wild. Do you guys want? It's nine movies. I'm going to share them. We're going to start off with Kung Fu Panda.
Good movie.
And then Inside Out.
Very good movie.
Okay, sure.
Solid movie. My favorite movie of all time, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Ooh, yes, good movie.
Then Cats.
Yep, sure.
And here's where it gets a little weird. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay.
Sure.
Just Part 2?
Just Part 2.
It's fair.
Yu-Gi-Oh! The Movie.
Fair.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Can we watch that for a commentary track sometime?
Of course we can, Dano. Of course we can.
I might have to join you on that one because that sounds like a blast.
It's a delightful movie and chef's kiss. Two different My Hero Academia movies.
Oh, and, I know they made two of those.
Oh, I think there's three now. And finally, the Warcraft movie.
I love the Warcraft movie, and I don't care. I think I said it on the podcast when it years ago at this point. I love the Warcraft movie. It's great. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, though those are solid movies. I'm impressed. That's a good list. It's a good list. Mine, we own at least six or seven different Littlefoot movies, Land Before Time movies. Like I think we have at least six or seven.
Oh, I love
of
Land
them.
Before Time.
Cars 1, 2, and 3.
Of course.
The Lion King live action, though that is not through Amazon, though. So that's through a different one. We own many iterations of Planes. Every iteration of Planes that Amazon will let a 3-year-old buy. a season of Doctor Who. A season of Paw Patrol, season 13 of Paw Patrol, specifically because it's the dinosaur one. Other stuff. So let's go on to some more goods, though. What's your good there, Matt?
My good. Zoo's not dead, thankfully. It's hooray. And the meta is a lot of fun. I'm having so much fun with this meta. I've been screaming it from the rooftops, been yelling it on Twitter, and also my Twitter timeline is probably the best good, and probably really good because it's super curated. I'm not seeing any toxicity about the meta at all from my Twitter timeline. I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not seeing it. I don't understand why people hate it. I don't really care to understand why people hate it. I've been siloed in my ball of happiness enjoying the meta, and that's where I'm at. And Hearthstone's a lot of fun. We talked about it earlier. Hearthstone's fun. We'll play some Hearthstone. I want to play some Hearthstone after the show. That's how much fun I'm having.
Very few things are as confusing and as alarming as when you wake up on a Monday morning and you check Twitter. Because, you know, you're addicted to your phone. That's what you have to do in the first 3 minutes after waking up.
Right.
And you see someone go, man, this Hearthstone discourse sucked over the weekend. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened? I feel like a train went through my house and I missed the train.
Yeah, it's like I don't see it. I'm not seeing any like discourse of like, oh, why, how this is bad and why they hate it. And I'm like, I see all these people talking about them not enjoying the meta as much because other people aren't enjoying it. And I'm like, you need to stop following those people because I'm not seeing it. And I'm just in my own bubble of joy and I'm going to stay there and don't pop it, please.
Yeah. One thing I learned about, I used to be super on Hearthstone Reddit a lot and like followed every Hearthstone Twitter personality and listened to every single podcast. The podcast nowadays, this was years ago, the podcasts are much more positive these days than I feel they used to be. Some of them at least. And
not ours.
No.
But there used to be a lot of like hate that, and then just like it like made me also hate it. Like, I found that, like, it didn't matter how I felt. Like, the media I was consuming around the game, like, colored the game. And when I, like, unplugged from some of that stuff and curated my, like, feed a little bit, it really changed my outlook and joy of the game. Because, like, I didn't have someone, like, 1,000 people in my ear in front of my eyes being like, oh, yeah, this is awful and garbage. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely a feat thing. And by the way, that also applies to other media and news media.
Exactly.
Just saying.
And other things. Yeah,
life advice for people.
Not just Hearthstone, but life. Yes.
Maybe you need to unplug from all those things that are making you angry. Anyways, yeah, I've got some goods too. I got a best good. Monsanto's Hearthstone news video that he just dropped is pure joy. It is absolutely nonsensical and informative. It was 100. It was amazing. 10 out of 10 must watch. Super funny. It's 90 seconds long and it's worth every 90 seconds. Every 90 seconds is worth it.
And then for another 90 seconds, it's not.
It was so funny. It was so funny. It was great. There's a TJ makes a fake cameo and it's glorious and perfect and it's pretty much spot on. It was great. It was really funny. So definitely go and watch that. It's because it was made about my bestest good, which was Pascoa over the weekend in Grandmaster's Last Call, just being like, okay, here's how I'm gonna beat Blize. I'm gonna rope every single turn. Lethal sat there, had lethal in hand, sat there and roped lethal. I'd never cheered for Blize before, and I was like, cheer for Blize, because this is silly. And like, hey, do what you want to do, right? Like, and that people had opinions about it, because people are going to have opinions. And what was great is both opinions were right and both opinions were wrong. And I enjoyed the heck out of it. I posted it in our Hearthstone Esports channel that I'm like, well, there you go. I'm cheering for Blize this game. Like, you do you. I mean, whatever you want to do, right? Like, your game. You can rope every single turn if you want. I mean, I was just playing Hearthstone while watching, so it wasn't the end of the world. I enjoyed it. I found the humor in it. Good on ya. Spoiler, he still lost.
That's the best. That actually is the best good, the fact he lost after doing that.
And, like, there was a, like, it wasn't, like, a for sure gonna lose until, like, the last turn of the last game. Like, and then Blize just gave him the win.
Wasn't Blize the one that like lost last year or last
and stormed off like a baby?
Yeah, he like disconnected and disconnected from his opponent, like, and just left. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and totally. Yeah, yep, that's exactly it is. Yeah, and so gotta love it. It's great. Full circle. It all comes around. Like, if there is someone you could tilt that way, though, it was Blize. So I mean, I'm not saying he was wrong. It was great though. It was a lot of fun. 10 out of 10. Good work.
See, these are the things you miss out.
It was, little dull, but
these are the things you miss out not watching Hearthstone Esports. Just watching all this stuff, it's fun.
I caught a fair amount. I wasn't able to catch quite so much towards the end, so I missed Sunday, but I caught a bunch as much as what I could. It was fun. I enjoy it. I'm gonna miss it. Because this is the GM. We're getting close to the end.
Right.
Pour one out for GM.
Aren't they doing playoffs here in a couple weeks?
I'll be honest. I don't know what it is. Like, so this is like the last call, and then we got the last call playoffs or something. I don't know. It was multiple things, and my ADHD brain was like, I'm just going to watch what you tell me to watch, mm-hmm. and it'll be whatever it is. So I'll be honest. This was too much for me to... Just like there were three or four steps, and that's too many for me to follow. So,
should we wake up? Should we wake up?
I don't.
Yeah. Should we wake up Storm Rage now? Since we're done talking about esports.
What?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Oh, I was hibernating for 1,000 years.
you and Pascal.
Last week was a riddle that I don't think either of you made an official guess on.
No.
So I'm curious.
I forgot it again.
If you got it. Nope. Who am I?
None
you might have
business.
A hard time guessing.
Jean Valjean, so you are.
Sure, I suppose there are some paper faces on parade, but the only real clue might lie in a golden ring. Make sure to play around me, or I might surprise you with a transformation.
I feel like if I had thought about this, I could have got it, but nope, I'm not going to do that.
No idea.
It is. Maestra of the Masquerade.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
You might have a hard time guessing because it's not the class that it is. Sure, there are some paper faces on parade. The end of that line is to the song, Masquerade, paper faces on parade. The clue might lie in a golden ring because the hero power is either gold or not, often based on if you have Maestra. And then play around me, you might surprise me with a transformation. Because the whoosh.
Is that how that works? The hero power is golden if you have a golden Maestra or not?
Yes.
No. Well, yeah, it is. But most people don't have a golden Maestra. So you just notice that there's not a gold. And that's where your clue is that they're probably playing a Maestra.
Oh. There you go. Look at that. Things you learn. It's like we're a Hearthstone podcast.
Something like that.
Paper faces on parade. Masquerade. Oh, so good.
I had to sing that one time for a New Year's Eve gala. Very weird. Anyway, this week, I think it's a little easier. He went from iconic to dead. He went from a consistent player to a never include. He got his treat at the fair and then it was gone. Perhaps next time, he won't eat so much.
Oh, I thought it was Edwin. But he didn't have anything at the fair. He was a Mason.
Correct. Yeah, essentially.
Right? He was in charge of the Mason's Guild. He was...
Yeah.
Something like that, right? I did a lore on Edwin. I was like, wait, Edwin's actually super cool.
Yeah, Edwin's dope. And the fact that he's a villain is an injustice.
Right?
Says a lot about...
Okay, here, for people that didn't listen to the Edwin lore, I'm going to give you a real quick synopsis of Edwin and why he's a villain for unknown reasons. he and a group of laborers built this massive human capital of Stormwind and built basically all of the walls for it that kept it protected. And then they were like, hey, we would like money for the work that we did, and the king was like, no, go away. And Edwin was like, I really think you should pay us money for the work that we did. And he went, go to Westfall, I don't care about you. And then Edwin was like, all right, everybody that didn't get paid, let's form up and try to get our money back. And then they were like, oh, go kill Edwin, he's bad, he's so bad.
Yeah, they started the Defiant Brotherhood. That's the Defiant Brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
And then they became bandits. Which, I mean, they had other options, right?
Yeah, because they didn't get paid for their main work.
Right?
It's almost like there's a reason for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have Edwin. But probably not Edwin, but
not
maybe
Edwin. I'll give you that.
Not Edwin. Okay.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
One more time.
Yes.
He went from iconic to dead. He went from a consistent player to a never include. He got his treat at the fair, and then it was gone. Perhaps next time, he won't eat so much.
I know who this is.
Matt, did you figure it out?
I think I figured it out. Maybe.
All right, I don't want to bleep it out, so don't tell me.
All right.
I'll tell you. A minimal edit podcast.
I'll tell you after the show, Gumshoes.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Let's get salty!
It was hard finding salt this week, by the way, because people just mad.
Now, to clarify, what he says it was hard, there's a lot of salt, but there's only a certain type of salt that's actually funny.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was one that might have been, like, a funny salt to, like, pre-record, but, like, the first half of it was not funny or interesting to listen to, but the second half was kind of pure gold, so maybe that's coming down the pipe. But yeah, go ahead. If you want to get us started here, Storm Rage.
Oh, sure. You cannot win without Denathrius. I can win. But you can't, apparently. Which is a great sentence. I would say 75% of my defeats come at the hand of Denathrius. Have we gotten to the point where people have forgotten how to actually pilot a deck and actually be good at the game? Instead, we front-load a card that we pray we get in our opening hand and pray Theotard doesn't snatch it. That's all this meta is! Terrible players relying on an OP card and crying if it gets snatched by another card they cry is OP! LMFAO. Seriously, take Theotard and Denathrius out of your decks and come fight me. Stop being lame.
My sweet anime villain, this is your moment to rise.
That's great. Demon.
This next one's for you, Matt.
Demon Hunter Relics. The power scaling on the Demon Hunter Relics is insane. Almost as bad as Imploc. That's the post. No, it's not. It's not.
It's not true.
No.
That may have been what that one reply is that I didn't post, because that was as funny as this beautiful post right here. I think it was nope.
No.
People think relics are powerful? They're almost to the point that they're playable.
Yeah.
That's not powerful. That's playable.
Turn off emotes. I try to be friendly and say greetings or whatever, but my games always end with the opponent roping and spamming some oops emote as they win. Is this the intended use of emotes? Why in the name of all the gods must I mute emotes on a game-to-game basis? Should I not be allowed to tailor my experience as a user to what I wish to see from my opponent? Add my disgruntled forum post to the pile of triggered screeches of people who can't handle being flamed with emotes, but count me as another not signing into play. Good luck to all of you. I'm gonna go play checkers with my grandmother. At least she gives me cookies when she wins.
Dano, before we delve into this, can you say the third word in the title post for me?
Emotes?
Matt, am I crazy? I've always said it emotes.
No, it's emotes.
I think it's emotes.
That doesn't make it. It's emotes, like emotion.
It's emotes.
Emotion. Emotes. Emotes.
What do you call the little characters you type in your phone that aren't letters?
Emojis.
Emojis.
Emotes. Emojis.
Emojis. Emotes. Man. Emotes. I don't know. It's emotes. I think it's a Midwestern thing.
Interesting.
Wait, how do you say that word?
Emotes.
The one you just said.
Emoji?
No. The one about how it was what?
Interesting?
Yeah. That's not how that word is said.
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's just like the old children's song. I like to emote all the emotes. I like to emote all the emotes. I like to emote all the emotes. I like to emote all the emotes.
All right, so we'll play Dano. We'll play.
How did you skip? I'm going to go play checkers with my grandmother. At least she gives me cookies when she wins.
I couldn't amazing. Think of anything else, Dano.
That sounds amazing.
It's perfect.
Right?
Yeah, it's perfect. Sounds great.
I mean, yeah, I want to go play checkers as well. Some cookies. Yum.
I think we should send this person a link to the name of our podcast.
I think we should too. It's so easy, by the way. Even when I do play with a friend now, I have to unsquelch them because I just squelch automatically. It's so easy to do. Just right click. It's so simple. I get it. But it's not hard. Just saying. Do you think the basic hero powers are still relevant in 2022? I feel like they've become a bit too slow and irrelevant at this point.
Hunter hero power is up.
Jinx.
Who wants to do it? Who wants it?
I will begin the phrase. Hunter hero power is great. Warrior, when control is available, is strong too. DH abuses it every time with if your hero attacks mechanics. Rogue is like DH, but worse. Warlock is OP. Mage is only good when upgraded. Priest was never good to begin with. Paladin is just, I don't have anything else to do button. Same for Shaman. Druid, lol.
I mean, I heal up people that already have full health. It's the thought that counts, I guess.
That's a good point. Priest does have the worst hero power by a ways.
Yeah.
And by worst, you mean best? Because you get to heal them on turn two and then greet them.
Or threaten
them. That's a good point. No. You can't do that with any other hero, with any other hero power. Like,
it's the reason to play Priest.
Drag their face and threaten turn two. That's what you do.
It's the best.
This one's a real page turner.
It's lore. It's time for some lore. And we're doing lore of Sire Tanatharis because let's be honest, it's his expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Buckle up, friends.
I am terrified because I also did a whole lore episode on Sire Tanatharis that was actual lore.
I'm sure it's the same. What do you think mine is?
Continue on and we'll find out.
Yeah, mine's factual, so I'm not sure what yours is. But
great.
So, Sire Tanatharis is the creator of the realm Revendreth, which, yes, sounds a lot like the D&D campaign setting Ravenloft, but they are totally different. Let me prove it to you. First, I want to talk about Revendreth. Revendreth is one of the infinite realms of the Shadowlands. It is a, and I quote, land of gothic spires and dark secrets. Souls sent to Revendreth are tormented and tortured by the vampiric Venthyr. Okay. Now, Ravenloft is totally different. Ravenloft is one of many planes, which are totally different than realms of the D&D universe. Ravenloft is a gothic horror world full of vampires. You know what? Never mind. We're talking about Sire Tanatharis. Sire Tanatharis is also known as the Master. The Master attended the Time Lord Academy with the Doctor, where they were childhood friends as well as schoolmates. It is untrue that the Doctor and the Master are always enemies. There have been times where the Master was the Doctor's greatest friend. Although that never lasts because the Master has no patience for the Doctor's love of humans and other non-Time Lord species. The Master has lived many lives and has in fact lived through more than one full regeneration cycle. During the Master's regeneration as Missy, the Doctor had thought he had disabled Missy's ability to regenerate, but Missy used forbidden technology that broke her body down to atoms and molecules to reform itself anew, thus starting another completely new regeneration cycle.
Missy, wake up!
And that is the lore of Sire Tanatharis.
That makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Missy, wake up. What? Why? How did that? How was that the whole thing?
A lot to Missy and the master. I'm just saying. Like, it's like decades worth of lore there. I mean, go watch the TV show.
Should I start from the start? You know, the very first episode of Doctor Who and start from there?
It's, you mean you can. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, I wouldn't. It was a Doctor Who bit.
It was a Doctor Who bit. The master is a villain in Doctor Who.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and also, they totally ripped off Ravenloft, by the way. That they just totally straight up ripped off Ravenloft. Let's just be very clear about that. Like, but that's fine. Because fantasy borrows from other fantasy, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's like Innistrad magic. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, at least they didn't call it Ravenloft.
World
of Warcraft did.
Diet Ravenloft.
I don't have a problem with it though.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. So I was like, that sounds similar. I wonder if the worlds are. Oh, they are similar. I had no idea about the Shadowlands or any like the idea of the lore behind it. I'm sure I could do a real Sire Denathrius lore sometime if you would like, Storm Rage. I know that your feelings are hurt.
Would you like would you like to point us to a podcast that did real Sire Denathrius lore?
Oh, I don't think that's necessary.
No. All right, cool. Mm-mm.
But if you wanted to listen to Blizzlet like 3 months ago, I think we did it.
No, I was gonna do actual Sire Denathrius lore, and then I was like, oh, that his nickname is Master or something. And I was like, well, then we got to talk about Doctor Who, and then I saw that like he created the world of Rivendreth or whatever it's pronounced, whatever that's called, and I was like, well, that's basically Ravenloft. And so then I had to go down this rabbit hole of Ravenloft and how they're basically both gothic horror like areas, and then talk about the Master, and that's just how my brain works. I apologize for nothing. That's it for this week.
Okay.
You can believe it.
I can.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find all our socials, media, and content information at the pinned comment on our Patreon page at patreon.com/squelch.
And thank you very much. And remember that this is a game. And that games are supposed to be fun, and usually they are.
Yeah. Sling those cards. Maybe!
And I guess we should plug that we're recording the podcast live now over at twitch.tv.
Well, we can't do it now, Dano. I already did the last line before the we could do that after. But you have to play the, let me do the baby again, and then you can play the music. Because I feel like if we don't do that, it doesn't feel like a real episode. I'm just going to sit here in purgatory for a week.
No, you're going to sit in Ravendreth.
Or Ravenloft.
What's it pronounced? What is it called again?
Ravendreth. You were correct. Maybe.
This is the end of the show. Everybody, bye. All
right, now you can plug where we're at.
Got to press the buttons first.
Yeah.
We're recording. Do I have to go back and edit that out? I can edit that out.
No, I think leave it all in. I think it's a very fun bit.
So we are recording the podcast live now on my Twitch stream at twitch.tv/danoplay. The O is a zero because I'm cool. Which used to be how we ended every episode, by the way. But yeah, I think it was just fun. I enjoyed doing this, and it was fun having all the people hanging out, by the way. Thank you so much for hanging out.
It wasn't distracting at all. It was really distracting, it was nice.
Yeah. So it was great. I really, really appreciated it. It was a lot of fun. So if you want to show up and watch us, we didn't really advertise that we were doing this too much because there was a 50% chance it would be an unmitigated disaster. Feel like so.
I give it a 40% chance.
Right?
Yeah. But I think it went off pretty well. Right? I think
yeah.
so. Sure.
Yeah,
maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Could say that. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Man, Hearthstone people negative right now, though. And the game ain't that bad.
I don't understand it.
Like, this isn't like... Okay, we've had worse. We've had mid-range Shaman. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
we've had some, like, yeah.
Man, we had Druid where Innervate gave you two, and what was it? Spreading plague was five. That was a bad meta. That was a really bad meta.
We had the first week of Ashes.
Yeah,
that was
had
a great
the
meta.
Demon
that was the best meta of all time.
we had the what was it? Galakrond Shaman.
Galakrond Shaman.
Do you remember Galakrond Shaman?
Yeah.
The weekend of Galakrond Shaman. Holy moly!
Oh man. That forced
literally half of
yeah. We had Forced Roar Druid for 3 years.
Forced Roar Druid for the first 2 years of Hearthstone.
3 years of Hearthstone, yeah.
3 years, yeah. thank you so much, Tito, for the sub. Do we have any others?
I didn't see anybody.
Got the sub from Tito. Thank you so much, Tito. Appreciate it so much. You're awesome. Boo, I'm a tree.
Boo.
You say it with more confidence, Dano. Believe in it.
Boo. I'm a tree.
There we go. Now we can end the show.